From the American College of Financial Services, it's time for Next Gen in 10. For the next 10 minutes, join our host, Alana Phillips, as she speaks with industry leaders and insightful guests about topics relevant to up-and-coming financial professionals.
Hey, Next Gen, it's Alana Phillips here again with Dr. Travis Perry, founder of the Make Time Institute and the podcast host of the Balanced Advisor podcast. Thanks for continuing the conversation with us, Travis.
Loving this. Thanks.
Me too. Our new advisors, I think, often struggle a lot with being balanced. It is not something that is encouraged in our industry, especially when we talk about time management. So I want to dig in this episode, Travis, to some of the mistakes that you're seeing new advisors making and perhaps how we can help them overcome them. So, what kind of advisors are you typically working with and what are some of those challenges you see?
Yes, a lot of advisors are seasoned advisors I work with, obviously like to give back to the new, kind of the next gen and the new advisors. But I think sometimes they're so focused on what their management and what their, you know, the culture of where they're working is like, I don't really reach them as much. So this is really fun for me. I think, and that's where we start, Alana, is that the culture of this industry, it is what it is, and it's changing, it's growing, it's evolving over time. But I think what it isn't is helpful on this conversation of balance. Now, I've seen other firms start because they really lacked that balance and they wanted to create that new culture. And I applaud those individuals and I like to have them on my podcast to talk about it. But what I saw firsthand is there isn't really a clear path to becoming a comprehensive financial planner, you know, who's independent, who can grow his firm. And I'm grateful for XY Plan. I'm grateful for American College. I'm grateful for, you know, a lot of these other industries, supportive, organizations that are supportive of the industry, that are really helpful in getting us started. You know, if I started again today, man, I know exactly where to go, how to start this and be more, you know, attuned because of the culture. I call it the workaholic trap. And FPA in 2014 found that financial advisors were 4 to 5 times more likely to become a workaholic than the standard American because of the culture inside being an advisor. Mm-hmm. We're told to build clients, you know, book of clients and serve them. So we're in this service industry that's really focused on help my clients. And then we also get paid really well if we can stick it out, okay, long enough. You can build that up. All of a sudden you're getting overpaid, you know, kind of paying back for those first few years, right, as they say. So there's this drive, especially as a new advisor, to like, if I can just make it through, if I can just keep going. And if you don't burn out and you don't crash and burn from everything that's happened at the beginning of the career, it's possible. But I think really the advisors that have figured this out, ones that I've interviewed, they've kind of stumbled through and found some of the gems that I teach. The first one, again, is to know where are your values and priorities? What are your goals in every area? If I ask an advisor about goals, they typically like rattle off, well, here's my production goals. Here's my AUM, da, 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 da. I'm like, no. What are your goals in other areas of life? And it's, I don't know. Like the balanced advisor knows those. They focus on those and they see work as a means to an end and not an end in and of itself. That's really tip one. Tip two is then you have an ideal calendar that doesn't just focus on work, but it has everything else, all of the other areas. And you plan for family time. You plan for time at the gym. You plan for your spiritual enrichment, whatever that is, those top priorities at least. And you can build that out and live by it. A lot of advisors, like they push back against this, but the funny part is as an advisor or planner, you're helping your client with their money. You're helping them with all these other goals so that they can be balanced. It makes sense to do this themselves. Now, number three tip is family and couple development. Now, I have a PhD in family and human development. And I wanted to test this idea that I discovered in my master's, really my master's thesis project, my end project, about couples and how we develop. We think in this industry so highly of personal development and coaching, and I am a coach, I get it, but we think so highly of personal development that we think it's the end all be all, to quote Shakespeare. So myth number three in the book, Achieving Balance, puts that to bed and saying, no, it's not the end all be all. It's just the beginning. We should develop ourselves 100%, but we need to include our family and our spouse or our future spouse in this development together so that we can be on the same page. Otherwise, we can kind of develop apart over time, and it creates divorce and other problems. But if we develop together, we find that we're on the same team, going the same direction. And that can lead to better psychological scores, better marital scores, and actually greater financial stability as we work together on the same team. Over time, this is what prevents workaholics from falling off the wagon. This is what helps them to stay focused on these priorities and their ideal calendar that their family and spouse is helping them to do.
I love it. There's a lot to unpack there. So I'm going to back up to just overall what, as I'm listening to you say this, and for our next gen audience, I feel like there has been this requirement sort of because of this culture that when you come into this business, you have to be single and have no kids and, no responsibilities. And like, that's typically who we have preyed on to come into this industry, right? Is folks with no attachments yet. Let's get you now while you have this time to be unbalanced. And maybe there's something to that and starting a business. But from what you're describing, I feel like it opens up the door for folks that do not fit that category, right? This could be military service members, returning to a civilian life. It could be moms returning to the workforce. It could be folks that, career changers. It could be folks that are coming out of college, but maybe they do have family or other responsibilities. And really, this next gen, Travis, they care about values and priorities, yeah, and the things that you're talking about. So that first part then, Travis, how do we help next gen folks identify their values?
Yeah, great. I love this. And this is why I talk about my father, and I have a whole chapter, the intro chapter to my book, about how I kind of came to understand what my values are. Because values, like, ask anybody, what are values? Like, how do you define that? Unfortunately, it a lot of times has a political connotation or a Christian connotation, which can be true, but a value is a principle that guides your life. And you believe it to be true. So what I have advisors do is take all 10 areas of their life, spiritual, physical, fun and recreation, relationship with family, friends, like the list goes on. We take all of these areas and I ask them to have a end of life experience where they are now the ones who are looking down at their funeral type of thing. You're not focused on type of death and how they died, but just the fact that they're gone. And now somebody else is giving their funeral address. Why? Because when I had to give the last talk about my father at his funeral, that's exactly my experience. I had to write his obituary, help with the funeral, and do all those experiences. I'm like, how do I encapsulate this amazing man? Now, I had a great relationship with my father, and I understand some people don't, but I had a fantastic one. And he was just a phenomenal human being in every area of life. But it made me really go, Travis, if you only live till 49, if you don't even make it to 50, are you going to have the type of impact on life that your father has? And I sat back and was like, right now, no, right now I'm not the guy that I'm supposed to be. And so I wrote down in every area of life who I wanted to become, not what I wanted to achieve, but who I wanted to become and who I thought God wanted me to become. And that's my interpretation of, spiritual health. And as I did that, I came up with some characteristics that really described who I should
try to emulate, who I should become in each of these areas. And those characteristics, those are values. I circled those. I was like, oh, that's a value that describes me. Now that is a guiding principle. It could be something like being trustworthy or being, you know, an excellent business person or being a loyal husband. And those values, those are my lifelong goals. Now I can turn around and go, okay, what can I do in a year to be more loyal to my wife? What can I do in a year to be more successful in my business? And then I can carve it down into month, week, daily, you know the bit. But that perspective allows us to really know what's inside. Simon Sinek talks about find your why, right? This is similar, but it's more boiled down process into every single area of your life. Unfortunately, people get overwhelmed by this exercise, but it can be life-changing. I've had advisors who sat at the beach, toes in the sand, writing this down, going, Travis, this was the best part of our coaching together, was just going through and discovering these values. It has been life-changing.
And let's take a break here, and we'll come back in just a moment.
Learn how a goal-based approach redefines 21st century investment with our Wealth Management Certified Professional designation. Bring your value to a new level at theamericancollege.edu/WMCP.
Give your clients the retirement security they need with our Retirement Income Certified Professional designation. Visit theamericancollege.edu/RICP to learn more.
And now that we're back, we'll start where we left off. I think that's so beautiful, Travis, and that end of life experience concept. I know I'm very interested in stoicism, and there's the memento mori as part of, stoic principles, and thinking about, you could die tomorrow. And it does shape how you think about, and not like in a YOLO way, but in a, how do you want to be remembered sort of a way. And I think, what you're describing of looking at those 10 areas versus what I've seen in terms of value identification tools is like, here's a list of buzzwords like integrity. And I'm thinking about How I Met Your Mother, linkativity, where they just make up words of things that might be important, but this is really meaningful. And I would imagine it would take some time to identify those things. So then Travis, the second part, your ideal calendar, then the values then link to how you build out that ideal calendar. Yeah.
Yes. And it's interesting. Because it's American College, I have financial planning process and environment on my bookshelf.
I can see
and the one of the very first pages talks about financial planning. Mm-hmm. Financial planning is built on goals, which are built on values. Mm. How often do financial advisors really go back to the values of their clients? Do they really know their clients' values? You can walk clients through this exact same exercise and have them really have an open conversation about what they value in every aspect of life. It's more of a life planning, but really life planning is just doing financial planning well.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. Yeah. And balanced advisors, the reason why they're okay having these conversations is because they are congruent and they're authentic with their own balance. They know which direction they lie. So yes, the next step is then to set goals in these areas and then make time. That's the whole premise of the make time method, is you don't just go with it. Like, you make the time for these areas.
I love it. I think the idea of doing this with your clients too. I talk to a lot of advisors, Travis, just in my role as a recruiter in the industry, the advisors that are afraid that clients won't come with them when they make a move, right? Or that they don't have that trusted relationship with their clients. And for our next gen folks, just to give you guys the secrets here, right? This is something, Travis, that would make those clients so sticky to you. If you can do this activity with them, and obviously you have to have done it for yourself, establish your values and be able to walk somebody through this process. So it sounds like, though, you have had advisors, you help them do this, and then they take this out to their clients, like you kind of train the trainer.
Yeah, that is the design. The hope and the design is that they will say, okay, great, I'm going to do this with my clients. Now, that's book number 3. Book number 2 that's coming out is going to be more like, how do you scale your business without losing this balance that we talked about?
Yeah.
Book number three is going to be more like balanced planning. Like, how do you become a balanced advisor and utilize this with your clients? Because it does no good until you're the one doing it. It's the whole, like, put the mask on your face first approach. Mm-hmm. That advisors, we talk about that all the time. We use it as a tool to help them take action. Yet again, the onus is on us. So I agree with you. Yes, that is absolutely something they can utilize. But again, most financial planners, they typically end on the financial pieces, but money is attached to pretty much every aspect of our life. So those that go above and beyond, and you're right, you next gen advisors, especially if you're connecting with this next generation, which we typically find, you're working with similar, you know, age group, at least at first, they're going to really relate to this. Because we live in a society that really, unfortunately, like, the pendulum swings back and forth. And I think the pendulum is swinging back to what is real life. We have everything fake out there, everything that is, you know, showing us the best of everybody. But what's real? What are our values?
Yeah, that authenticity, that will be one of my values, by the way, I think is such an important piece that is, it's becoming apparent. It needs to be a part of how we do business in this industry, how you work with your clients. Like, we're not duping clients anymore. You know, they've got all the information available to them. And this is the stuff that really shows why they're paying you a fee, why they continue to meet with you and talk about finance, because it is connected to all these pieces of their life. So that third part of what you said then, Travis, the family and couple development connected to personal development, we're all in this industry. And I know I was just at a conference of top financial advisors, and the personal development, the work on their EQ in this meeting, they were all at the gym at 6 a.m. Like, you know, all of these things, I could see that personal development of these top folks. Talk to us a little bit more. How can our next gen folks, if they have families, if they are in a romantic relationship or partnership with somebody, how is this playing into their success?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is their success. In mm-hmm. fact, most advisors I talk to, I say, hey, so you're balanced. What's your secret? And they go, my family, mm-hmm. my spouse. I had one advisor point blank, been in the industry 40 years, said, my wife is my balance. Hmm. And you know, I hear this all the time from balanced advisors, is they tell me, Travis, when my family's helping me keep in check, that's when I feel this. Now, I have all the research behind it, and essentially personal development gurus, you know, Tony Robbins, you know, Bouchard, all of these other guys that are out there doing their thing, I don't suggest that they're bad or wrong. They're obviously incredibly successful. They're doing a great job for the personal development, but this is really personal development 2.0. It's couple and family development. And anyone who has ever studied addiction knows you cannot fight addiction alone. But what we struggle with in this industry is calling workaholism an addiction. It's in the DSM-5. It is truly an addiction. Now, are you just in habit? Are you a true addict? Are you really a workaholic? I have a quiz at maketimeinstitute.com. Advisors can take this. They can find out right away where they're at. It's 10 questions. It's super simple. Takes 5 minutes. And we can help you understand, are you a do-it-all? Are you a productive workaholic? Or are you what I like to refer to as a personal developer? Are you stuck in this world of just me, 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 my? Or are you involving others so you don't fall off the wagon? And I think that's the crucial piece. And that's honestly, Alana, why I did my PhD in family relations, because I had this inkling, this thought, this theory, wait a minute, what if we're working together on this for long-term success instead of alone? And I keep cycling in and out of workaholism and, you know, trying to achieve all of our goals. And I really do believe that couple development and family development is what we need to get back to.
Yeah. And so it's crazy. And again, I look at our industry, Travis, so many of these lone wolf advisors that are at the edge of their end of the career here. And this has been our industry, right? It has been a solo practitioner, lone wolf sort of an environment. And so it lends itself to what you're saying. If we can bring in more of that community aspect, community being your family or significant other, right? That is ultimately, that's how society used to be. Right? More of this community. And our industry has not done that. So I'm excited to take this quiz, number one. I've got a few folks I'm going to send it to to see where they
Everybody does, right? Hey, how did you do? Just curious.
We will talk about that for sure. But that's awesome. Well, Travis, I think that these are great tips for our next gen folks, really building a more purposeful, balanced view of how they're coming into this industry, how they manage their time and those pillars of their values, their ideal calendar, and that family and community support there. Where else can they find resources around that value activity or their ideal calendar, Travis?
Yeah. So if they go to maketimeinstitute.com, I have, you know, testimonials of those who've been through our coaching program and those who have actually gone through our Make Time course. The Make Time course, we can also give some ideas and helpful hints. If they go to achievingbalancebook.com/book-bundle. Okay. That's one I'll give out to you guys. They can get the course for like $42. Why? Because I'm 42 this year. I've been selling it for like thousands of dollars for this course. It's a 6-month course they can go through. I'll give it to your listeners here for like $42 if they, you know, buy the book bundle and they get this as an addition. What's great about it is they can start on their own. They may not need coaching, intense coaching from me, but that's really a great piece that is ancillary and supportive of the book. And those two go hand in hand. The book is the resource. The course is all the details. It's everything they need to build it out.
I love it. Well, I'm excited. I've had a number of listeners that have been reaching out to me with questions about specific guests or activities that we've given them. So I'm hoping to hear from some of the listeners of like, how do they score in this workaholic quiz for sure? And hopefully that they will check out some of those other resources that you have, Travis. So thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for absolutely. That offer for our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For more episodes of this and other podcasts, visit theamericancollege.edu/podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. This has been Next Gen in 10, brought to you by the American College of Financial Services.